today, the Obama administration released its proposal for overhauling nutrition labels. It's the biggest change in over two decades, with proposed changes to things like serving sizes, font size on the label, and sugar labeling.
The First Lady played a big role in getting the proposed changes through the Food and Drug Administration. She discussed the changes at her Let's Move campaign anniversary event this morning. Here's a clip.
The truth is that too often it's nearly impossible to get the most basic facts about the food we buy for our families. The new label will allow you to immediately spot the calorie count because it will be in large font and not buried in the fine print. You'll also learn more about where the sugar in the food comes from, like whether the sugar in your yogurt was added during processing or whether it comes from ingredients like fruits. This is what you will get from the label of the future. A lot has changed in the past 20 years. And just consider all the new information we've learned about nutrition and healthy eating during that time period.
And there a clip from First Lady Michelle Obama talking about some of the changes to the nutritional labels. And here to talk about these new changes, we're joined by political agriculture reporter Helena Bottomiller-Evich. Helena, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
So this is the first major nutrition label overhaul in 2 years. How significant are these proposed changes announced today?
It's a big deal. It has been over two decades since we actually first had nutrition facts mandated on all of our food packages. And this is really the first big major update we've ever had. So the First Lady and her team at FDA are really making a mark on the American food system because these labels are probably going to be with us for many decades to come. These updates take a really long time to do. Some of the most important elements, as you mentioned, are the serving sizes are going to get bigger and actually reflect more along the lines of what people are actually eating. And the calories, I don't know if you have a visual in front of you, but the calorie numbers are going to be much, much bigger. Some people are actually calling the numbers huge. When you look at these new nutrition facts, the number of calories really jumps off the page. It's in bold, big numbers. And that's a big change. Usually the calories are in, you know, small numbers. So the hope is that there will be more awareness and consumers will have an easier time reading the labels.
Do you have a sense about what went into the crafting of the changes in these new labels?
Yeah, it has been in the works for more than a decade at FDA. They have been studying, you know, how consumers read the current labels. They've been taking comments from industry on various issues. One of the most contentious changes they're proposing is requiring that companies list added sugars in the nutrition facts panel. So in the nutrition facts, we already have a sugars line, and it will give you how many grams, but that is for total sugars. And so that will include the sugars that will be naturally occurring in a food from, you know, fruit, or if you have a tomato sauce, there'll be natural sugars from the tomatoes. And what they're asking companies to do is section off and list exactly how much sugar they added during processing. And this is a really thorny issue. The food industry does not want to label that. They argue that it's hard to measure and tell the difference between natural and added sugar. And then also sugar is sugar and really your body can't tell the difference. So you're going to hear more debate about added sugars in the coming days because of this. And FDA has been considering that for a very long time, so it's fair to assume they are going to defend their decisions here because they have done so much research and looked at data for really, really many years.
So from what I've seen so far, the response has been polite. There was one food industry person quoted as saying, nobody wants to attack the First Lady on this, but you're saying that that backlash may come down the pike. Now, I want to ask you a little bit about the added sugar label that you were just talking about. Is that going to be seen as somehow pulling back the curtain and maybe revealing more about how food is made than the industry would like?
Well, I think there's two things to consider when you talk about the added sugar, adding that to the label. First, there's already a subset of consumers who are paying attention to nutrition and ingredients, and they're already reading these labels like crazy, and they're certainly going to notice the added sugars and probably, you know, make decisions based on them. But a lot of people aren't paying attention to the sugar issue just narrowly. I think The other element we could see is if they have to label added sugars, more companies will decide to reformulate to lower the amount of sugar they add, just so that it doesn't become a possible sticking point. Because food companies want their products to look good on those labels. And the example, kind of the parallel example here, is back in 2006, FDA required food companies to label trans fats. They didn't used to have to label them. And then 5 years later, the food industry had dropped about 80% of their trans fat usage because they knew consumers were looking at that on the label and, you know, maybe making decisions about it. So they reformulated and made their recipes all different, and they were able to get 80% of it out of their products without consumers really noticing. The FDA commissioner actually brought this up at the White House and compared it to sugar and said, we're going to add sugar to the label. And she said, we hope it motivates the food industry to reformulate some of their products.
Now, Michelle Obama has been criticized for not taking risks in her Let's Move campaign. She has done things like promoting water, but not actually speaking out against soda and partnering with Subway as well. So do those actions and that criticism, does that represent a risk to this new labeling?
It's very interesting that you bring up this point, because some health advocates have been, you know, cheering her on in her effort to combat childhood obesity, but also have really expressed frustration about whether or not the First Lady could be going bolder or, you know, taking on the food industry in a more more forceful way. They've kind of always wanted her to use her bully pulpit a little bit more for stronger changes. But I think today, and really this week, with the series of announcements that were rolled out by the East Wing, a lot of those advocates are just kind of going, "Wow!" They're really amazed and surprised with the policies that have been rolled out and that they're bold. A lot of people were skeptical; they didn't think added sugars would be in the proposal, and they're pretty excited. And I think a lot of people are seeing the announcements that have been rolled out this week, which also limit junk food marketing in schools, as kind of a sign that the First Lady is willing to take on a serious policy fight and really get her hands involved in more of the kind of substantive policy making side of it, as well as the partnerships and the marketing agreements that you mentioned earlier with companies like Subway and Walmart. And, you know, she's really been trying to encourage the private sector, but this is very much different. This is like hard policy.
Well, Helena, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was Helena Bademiller-Evich, an agriculture reporter for Politico. We've been talking about the proposed changes to nutrition labels that were announced this morning.